hello, everybody. Late in June, I injured my shoulder and had a severe pain back there. And the earliest appointment I could get was 6 weeks later, and I just did that yesterday. And I had been hurting for the whole 6 weeks, pain, constant pain, some of it worse than others. And when I got to the doctor's office, I complained about the six-week wait. Well, lo and behold, the doctor complained to me that he was working 12 to 18 hours a day and that there were only three orthopedic surgeons in the whole county for 80,000 patients, and they were trying the best they could, and they didn't want to hear how long it took to get an appointment. They've been trying to hire, and the hospital's been trying to hire, and they can't recruit anybody to this area. So if you know anybody that's an orthopedic surgeon and would like to move to beautiful Mojave County in Arizona, okay, please let me know. This reminds me that it's the same thing happens in families when a returning veteran comes back from a long detachment or a time away from the family. He's struggling or she's struggling in their new assignment overseas or wherever, and the family is struggling back home. And each one of them is holding on, waiting for the other to come home to take the burden off of them. And sometimes you get a bump here, and you get family issues and domestic violence. So for those veterans returning back from a deployment or military, we would appreciate you having a little patience too, because we know you have the PTSD, but remember that your family has it as well. Any questions, you can always call 988. Option one for veterans for crisis. Don't let it accelerate past anything you can get help with. Believe me, there's help out there. Don't be afraid to ask for it.